Okay, today is Daf Chaf of Besechtes Rosh Hashanah. We're on Daf Chaf. We're on the second line from the top. Ikad Amri. Another version of the same idea, which is Amr of Nachman, Af Anon Nami Tanina. We also learned the same idea. Al Shnei Chadashim. There are 2 months. Mechalin Es HaShabbos. Where we will be Mechal Shabbos for the Edom. Al Nisan, Fel Tishrei. For Nisan and Tishrei. Now, E Amrit, that's fine and good. Bishloma, that's fine and good. That La'olam Chaser, that the month, the Ador, next to Nisan, is always Chaser. That makes perfect sense. Mishum Hachi, Mechalinan. That's why we will be Mechal Shabbos for Nisan and Tishrei. The mitzvah Lekadesh al Re'iyah. Because it's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh on Re'iyah. And therefore we're going to allow Mechal Shabbos, so we can make sure it's on Re'iyah. Ella, Iyamrit Zimnan Mali Vizimnan Chasar. But if sometimes it's Mali, and sometimes it's Chasar, and there's no rule, then Amai Mechal Linan. Why are we Mechal Shabbos for this? In other words, says Rashi, Amai Mechal Linan, Rashi right here, Lithkinu Bezdin, let Bezdin make a takana, sheyamtinu, that the Edom should wait, not be Mechal Shabbos. Ad Yom Shloshim Ve'echad, until day 31, and day 31 becomes day 1, Shalo L'chal Lavas HaShabbos, not to be Mechal HaShabbos. V'yelchu V'ye'idu L'machor V'yikadosh Al Piyam. Then the next day let them be Mekadosh the month. Why are we sending them out on Shabbos? In other words, if the Edom, why should we, the Chil Shabbos is the Edom going out. Not Edom, Shluchim going out. Why should we do that? Let's just, Edom come to be Mekadosh HaChodosh on Shabbos, or the day before Shabbos, wait till Matzah Shabbos. Oh, wait till Matzah Shabbos.
They say that between Mekadosh
Re'iyah. Right. But then the Shluchim go out to notify everybody. Oh, talking about becoming, they're coming to begin with?
Yeah.
Oh, so they're fine.
They're Mechallel Shabbos to come Re'iyah all the time.
There's 2 Mechallel Shabboses.
What is Mechallel Shabbos? Riding a horse? Tchum?
Yeah, Tchum, riding a horse, driving a car, all these things.
There's 2 different things.
Yeah.
Are the Edom coming? The Edom are allowed to be Mechallel Shabbos.
Right.
To go to say that, yeah, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah will come up in a couple of minutes.
Correct. So it's tomorrow's Daf.
So the Mishnah, the Edom coming for that is no problem. We all understand it.
Right.
Because they have to make a carbon anyway.
Right. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the Edom coming on Shabbos.
There's no question about that.
So why are we allowing them to come on Shabbos? Let's stay home. Nobody be Mechal Shabbos. Come after Shabbos.
Then you don't have Rosh Chodesh in its proper time.
So what? We're going to see today on this Daf that we're going to manipulate Edom all the time. We don't want Yom Kippur falling out on a Friday. So we're going to manipulate Edom anyway. So manipulate it for Shabbos too. But why are we allowing Chil Shabbos?
Manipulate the Edom after they've come already.
Ah, so the Gemara is going to give a different answer, but it's the same idea. Same idea. And the answer is as follows. Ed ik liyom shloshim b'shabbos hachanami. Yeah, if Shabbos is day 30, then you're right. That I could do. I could manipulate. Because I have an extra day to play with. But hacha ma'yaskinen ik liyom shloshim ve'echad b'shabbos. The mitzvah v'kadosh al re'iyah. You can't push it off. It has to be this day. It has to be Rosh Chodesh. No choice. The Hebrew month can't have 31 days. If Shabbos is the 31st day, it's really Rosh Chodesh. We're going to have Edom come. We have to be Mekadosh HaChodesh. Al Pi Re'iyah. We can't admit it. If it's day 29 and 30, wait till Sunday. That we can do that. You can't do that. If it's day 31 of Shabbos, you have to have the Edom.
So wait a second. If they don't come, you still Mekadosh anyway, right?
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. It's a mitzvah Mekadosh Al Re'iyah.
Bezdin does.
Bezdin, it's a mitzvah of Kashu Re'iyah. So tell people to stay home? Why should we do that? It's a mitzvah. We're about to have a mitzvah. Don't do that.
No, it was a cloudy day. They couldn't see.
What? Okay, that might not pass. How do I know that's the story? So that will allow it. Okay. Masav of Kahana. 1 second. Kahana asked the following question. We're going to learn tomorrow that Kishaha Mikdosh Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdosh was standing, Mechalin Af Al Kulon. There would be Mechal Shabbos every month. We would allow in the car on Shabbos. Why? But they cut off the carbon. To bring the carbon. What carbon? Rosh Chodesh. The carbon for Rosh Chodesh. Right? Now, 1 second. This has nothing to do, right, with Mitzvah Mekadosh Al Pi Re'iyah. Nothing to do with that. Midikulhu Lav Mishum Mitzvah Mekadosh Al Re'iyah. That's not the reason. The reason was for the carbon. So the Nisan v'Tishrei Nami. Lav mishum the mitzvah l'kadosh al ri'iyah. Nothing to do with that. Right? Rather, what was it for? For the carbon, for Rosh Chodesh. Right? Now, Iyamrit, this makes perfect sense the opposite way. Zimnin Malev, Zimnin Chaser. Some months are full, some months are 30 days, some months 29 days. Then I understand. Mishum ha'achi mechalinan. That's why we would be Mechal Shabbos every month. Because some could be this, some could be like this. El Iyamrit l'olam Chaser. But if it's always, if the other Sheni is always Chaser, am I Mechalinan? Why are you Michal Shabbos for that? It's always Chaser, right? In other words, if Edom, whether Edom come or not, we're going to make Rosh Chodesh on day 30. Day 30 becomes day 1. So 29-day month, it's called a Chaser month, right? So why are we Michal Shabbos for them? Why? And the answer is Tiyufta. There's no reason to be Michal Shabbos. So that can't be the halacha. It can't be the halacha that the Adar before Nisan is always chaser. Because if it's always chaser, why do I need Edom?
Wait, is the Tiyufta on that, or is this Tiyufta
on that? On that.
One second, I don't understand why there's a Tiyufta there. There is an answer to this.
Yeah?
The answer is because how we've set this up is no matter what, we set it up by Ria. If you don't have Ria,
I know, it's a good question.
What happened to the idea that there's a mitzvah to do it, so we should...
They possess that.
Oh. Well, if that's the case, they will never say that others always chosen.
What?
They will not have said others always chosen.
So there's a zyufta on that.
What's that? You can
there's a zyufta on that. If others always chosen, what do you need the Eidim for? Maybe the question is, what do you need the Chol Shabbos for?
Maybe the Chol Shabbos, because we don't want them to say, this month we're yard, this month we're not.
Right. I hear. So Tosfos said, even though there's a Tziyufta, that we still pass this way, and that's still the way it is, the Adar before Nisan is always Chaser. Just always is. When they established the calendar, they made it that way, that it's always Chaser.
And so is Elul, because they said...
Same thing. Right. Exactly.
How can you explain it? It's by every year.
Right.
How can you do it?
Right.
The difference between one and the second is very, very little. So you manipulate it.
Yeah.
What's the difference if Adar is always Chaser?
No, there's no difference. The reason, the difference is, it demonstrates, going back to your question from yesterday, it demonstrates that Adar Rishon is the real Adar. I'm sorry, okay. That Adar Rishon is the added month.
Can we go back to the question from yesterday?
Why would you do that? I don't know. Why is the second Adar not the added month? It makes more sense. I don't know.
Because we want Adar to, because we want to be connected to a Pesach. You want it to be that month to be connected.
That's partly true.
We want which month? Adar Rishon?
No, whatever month it is, has Purim in it.
Adar Rishon.
The extra month is Adar Rishon.
So how is that connected to Pesach?
Because Purim will be in the second Adar.
Right?
It's the real Adar. Okay. And it's next to Pesach, because it's supposed to be next to each other. Because Nisim go together. That's the Gemara. Rashi says that from Megillah. We'll get to it. Nisim go together. So Adar, then Nisan. Geula. They go hand in hand. Okay. This Gemara is very difficult, because Lamaisa, we don't really understand what's going on here. We don't... Something... It was just said. Why is that a Tziyufta? Why? What about your question not answered? What about Mekadosh al-Pi Re'iyah? We didn't answer that question. We didn't answer it. It's a Tziyufta. No. Since it's always Chaser, what do you need them for? What do you mean, what do you need them for?
You're able to give an answer on a Tziyufta.
No, the Tziyufta is... No. There's some say Chaser and it's not.
Right.
But you can't say Mekadosh al-Pi Re'iyah, because then why do you do every month?
We do.
No, we have a Chal Shabbos.
Right, so when the base of...
I'll tell you why, because when the base of Mekadosh was around, we were Mechal Shabbos every month. Now we're not, because we don't need it.
Right, so then why do you need to do on Nisan and Tishrei? You can't say because...
So the Gemara is going to ask that, we're going to get to that tomorrow. Tomorrow the Gemara is going to talk about that. Okay. Kiyasa Ula, when Ula came from where to where? When he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said, Abruha le'elo. There was an extra day in El. El was a 30-day month this year. I know, I was there. Amar Ula said, Yadea Chavrayin Bavloi, Now, are my good friends over here in Bavel know? My tivusa avdina bahadayu. What a good thing that is. My tivusa, what's the good thing? Ula amar mishum yarka. So that the vegetables shouldn't rot. You have 2 days back to back. They saw that Rom Kippur was going to fall on a Friday or a Sunday. They didn't want that. So they made Elul an extra day so that this wouldn't happen. And it says, Ula, what a good thing they did that for Bavel. What's the good thing? The vegetables shouldn't rot. You have 2 days of your vegetables sitting out with nothing to do, they're going to rot away. And we're saving that. Good thing. Rav Acha bar Chanina Omar, Mishum Masya. No, for the people that passed away. A maid sitting for 2 days in a row, that's not good. So they made it 1 day in between, that you should bury the dead. My Benayu, what's the difference between these two reasons? Iki Benayu, the difference is, Yom HaKippurim Shechal Lios Achar Shabbos. Yom Kippur that falls out on a Sunday. If it falls out on a Friday, there's no dispute. What if it falls out on a Sunday? Manda Amar Mishum Masya. So if you have an issue, if the issue is Masya, Ma'avrinan, we will add an extra day. But Manda Amar Mishum Yarka, 1 second. What's the issue with the vegetables? The issue is, Le'emas Kaboy Luhu, or Le'emas Kaboy Luhu, if Yom Kippur's on a Sunday, when do you need the vegetables? Sunday night, after the fast is over. So good. So Le'emas Kaboy Luhu Lu'urta, at night. So Lu'urta, Tarach Ma'isi. So after the fast, go get the vegetables. Go to the field to get the vegetables. So that you have to wait an extra 10 minutes to eat? So no. What's the problem? What's the big deal? Ulman Dharma Mishum Yarkaya, Lavri Mishum Masya. But 1 second. Even if you hold this vegetable issue, you didn't get around the mace issue. It doesn't go away, that issue. It doesn't go away. So it's still a problem. So Ella, you're right. Ikki B'naya, the difference is, Yomtuf, which means Rosh Hashanah, Samach L'Shabbos, if Yomtuf is on a Samach L'Shabbos, Bein L'Faneha, Bein La'achareha, whether before or after. Manda, Mishum Yarka, Ma'avrinan. One who says Yarka, we will make an extra day to push that off. Manda Amar Mishum Masya. What about the Masya issue? Efshir Ba'Avi. You can have a guy do it. You can have a guy do it. Have a guy do it. Not a problem. Well, Manda Amar Mishum Masya La'Avi Mishum Yarkaya. 1 second. Even if you hold of the guy doing that, how are you going to get around the vegetable problem? Still a problem. 2 days, right? No. Efshir Ba'Chamimi. No, you can heat up the water before Rosh Hashanah. So let's say Rosh Hashanah is on a Friday. Your Friday Shabbos. Heat it up beforehand. The vegetables will last. The vegetables will last. So Ula said it's a good thing that the Chacham did this for the Bnei Bavel. It's a good thing they did that to push off. So 1 second, why is it not a good thing for Israel? So Ihachi Maishna Ludidon. Why only Bavel is it a good thing? Afil Ludidhu Nami. Even for Eretz Yisrael, it's also a good thing, right? The Gemara says no. Ludidon in Bavel. Chavil Lon Alma. It's a very, very stuffy land. There's no mountains. I'm sorry, it's in a valley. It's only mountains. It's surrounded by mountains. It's very stuffy. And the issue of vegetables is much greater. Lididhu in Eretz Yisrael. Lo Chavil Lohu Alma. It's not so terrible. It's not so stuffy. Rashi says in the last skinny line, Anu B'nei Bavel, us in Bavel, Cham Lanu. It's very hot for us, Olam. The world's very hot. We live in a hot place. V'yesh Lanu Hevel. We have Hevel. Lefisha Bavel Amukahit, it's deep. The Eina Eretz Harim Ugvos, Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't have hills and mountains and like Eretz Yisrael. The Ein Sholei Pa'avir, there's no air. There's no air, there's no flow. The Ein B'nei Eretz Yisrael, Tzrichim La'avir Mishum Masya U'Mishum Arkaya El B'Shvilenu. That issue doesn't apply in Israel, it only applies here in Bavel. Whatever that means, I don't know, but that's what the Gemara says. Okay. Now, what do you see from here? That we are adding an extra day to the month for the tzibur. We're doing a favor. We don't want the back-to-back. Why not? Because we don't want Mason sitting around. So we'll add an extra day to accommodate the tzibur. We do such a thing? Ain't that true? We do that for the year. We'll make an extra Adar when it's too early and the roads are not dry enough, it's still raining and Nissan will be in the middle of the winter. That will do. We do that for the month? Ain't that true? V'tani Rabba Bar Shmuel, Yachal, I would think, Kishem Shema Abrin Sashana, L'Tzoreich, just like we are Ma'abr Sashana, for Tzoreich, certain needs of the community, Kach Ma'avrin Es HaChodesh L'Tzoreich. I would think, we do the same thing for the month. And we'll how are we adding an extra day? We're going to manipulate the Edom. So I would think we would do that for Tzoreich. Can't do that. Talmud Lomar, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodashim. Whenever the new moon appears, that's it. Make Rosh Chodesh. Don't play around. Amar Rava lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan, when did Ula allow manipulating the month? La'abro. To manipulate it. Right? To make it a mole. Kan, when did the Braitha not allow it? Likadjo. To be Makadesh. To be Makadesh the Chodesh without seeing the Levana. That you're not allowed to do. Let's declare it Rosh Chodesh and we didn't see the Levana. That game you can't play. To wait, make the Edom wait a day, that we could do. But to declare it Rosh Chodesh without seeing it, that we can't do. And you think to yourself, of course you can't do that, right? When the Gemara is going to have the exact opposite, that makes more sense. It makes more sense to do that than to make the Edom wait. And if you wait in 5 minutes, you'll see why that's true. It makes more sense to do that. So that, right? Rashi says, B'yom Shloshim, Lekadu, B'yom Shloshim, it's the 30th day, V'hal Levana lo nearest. Nobody saw the Levana. Nobody thought, but we know it's day 30. What are we going to do? We're going to declare Rosh Chodesh anyway. Right? V'im yamtinu ad yom machar, if we wait till tomorrow for Edom to come, Yei Shabbos Yom Kippurim, Semuchin. So the Yom Kippur and Shabbos will be back to back. Ein Mekadshin L'Tzorech. You can't do that. Why can't you do that? Nobody saw the new moon. Nobody came. You can't do that. We're going to see in a few minutes. We're going to have to do that. Okay? Vachi Kamar. And here's how we're going to read the Brisa now. Yachal, I would think. Kishem Shema Aber Nesashana. Vesachodesh. L'Tzorech. Just like you can be Aber the Chodesh. The year. And the Chodesh. For Tzorech. Kach. So too. Mekadshin es haChodesh l'tzorech. You can be Mekadesh the Chodesh for a tzorech. Talmud Lomar, haChodesh is Elohim, Kazer Be'eva Kadesh. Can't do that. You can't do that. And as a matter of fact, this makes perfect sense. V'chiha de'omer v'yishuv ben Levi. This is exactly what Yishuv ben Levi said. Ma'aymim al ha'edim al haChodesh. We will put fear into the Edim regarding the Chodesh. Shinira Bismano, that saw it at the right time, Labro, we're going to push it off a day. Ma'ayim means we instill fear in them, meaning we don't let them testify or we make them wait, whatever it is. V'ein ma'ayim an ala edim ala chodesh, shalo nira Bismano, lekancho. But we don't do that. We don't allow them, we're not going to declare Rosh Chodesh, we're not going to tell, give aid to see the new moon. So we didn't see it. Just give aid to new, that we don't do. Right? Rashi says, "Biyom shloshim al edim shlo reuhu." They didn't see it. The onan speaking lekacho hayom. We want to make Rosh Chodesh today. Kedei lahafrid Shabbos miyom Kippurim to separate Shabbos from Kippur. We want to do it very badly. Shomer beinu veidu sheker. Because they're going to say they saw it and make a sheker that we don't allow. Okay, any is that true? V'ashalach le Rav Yehuda nesia l'Rav Ami. Rav Yehuda Nesiyah sent Rav Ami. How do you do? And you should know. Shekal Yom Shor Rabbi Yochanan. All of Rabbi Yochanan's life, Hayim Elam Deinu. He taught us the following: Ma'ayim and Ala Edim Ala Chodesh Shlo Nira Bismano Lekadcho. They used to tell Edim to testify falsely and say they saw the new moon, even though they didn't see it. Afal Beishalor Ruuhu. Right? Yomru Ra'inu. They're going to say that they saw it. How could that be? How can we do that to people?
It says here.
What?
I had the same problem a minute ago. I was wondering that question, and the answer is that they're not sure. So they think that they saw, but they weren't sure. Now they're having second thoughts. So the question is, do we push them to stand by their original machshava?
Interesting. So Rashi's going to give a different reason.
That can't be the real answer.
Rashi's going to give
it. Looks like they're definitely
correct. Lying. Mama's lying.
Yeah.
Right. Amar Abaye lo kasha. It's not a kasha.
They called the Rabbeinu Chananel.
Ha b'Nisan v'Tishrei. Ha, b'shar yarchi.
It doesn't answer the question.
Nisan and Tishrei, you can do it. In the other month, you can't do it. Okay?
It doesn't answer that question, though.
What? It doesn't answer the root of the question. How can we allow a lie?
Certain months you can lie.
Right, exactly. So we're going to get to it. Rava Amar, Hatani Rava Bar Shmuel, Acherim. It's the opinion of Acher, the Tanya. Acherim Omer, the Acherim hold, Ein Bein Ateres La Ateres, the Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah La Rosh Hashanah, El Adal Yamin Bilvat. There's no difference between this year and last year, except for 4-day difference. Why? Because every month alternates. So you have 6 months of 29 days, 6 months of 30 days. That equals 354. And 7 goes into 350 evenly. So there's a 4-day difference. So if Hashanah was on a Shabbos this year, it'll be 4 days later next year. So there's no lying. It doesn't make a difference. This is a 29-day month. That's a 30-day month. 29-day month, 30-day month. It never changes.
What do you mean never changes? The three different configurations of the year. 353, 354, or 354?
Not according to a mayor. According to a mayor, it never changes. Only 354. Why? It always alternates. Malay chaser. Malay chaser.
Here's the problem.
1 second. The im ha'is shana mubaris chamisha. And if it's a shana mubaris, there's a 5th day. Why? Because the shana mubaris always had 29 days, according to him. 7 goes into 29 4 times, and there's one remainder. That's the extra day. So there's always 1 day extra. It'll be 5 days extra. Fine. So according to him, in a chanam, I don't need Edom. Edom is just a formality. I don't need them. So I'll limit it all I want, because it has to be that way. Okay? Rav Dimi ben Hardai Masni Ibcha. He said the exact opposite. The exact opposite. Just the opposite. We will, of course, tell Edom to lie, to say that they saw the new moon when they really didn't. For sure we'll do that. Listen to this. But we'll never do that. We're not going to tell Edom to lie and wait around and go home, come back tomorrow. That we're not going to do. That we're never going to do that game. My time, but why not? Unbelievable answer. Ha mechzi kishikra. Because if I tell Edom to lie and tell us that they saw the new moon and they didn't, that doesn't look like a lie. But if I tell them to hold off, that looks like a lie.
So what do you
How does that make any sense? Says Rashi. It makes perfect sense. Says Rashi on top. Kishaniris bismana. If you see the new moon at the right time and you come to run to Bezin, and Bezin says, wait, we're not in such a rush, come back tomorrow. The ain't on ma'edin ha'edin, and we're not going to let them testify today because you want to manipulate it. Harbe acherim yeshiruhu. Other people saw the new moon too. Well, they're the only ones in the world. Other people saw it too. People are scratching their head. Why is it a Rosh Chodesh? We saw the new moon. As a matter of fact, my neighbor went to medicine to tell them. We saw it together. Why didn't they do that? Looks like a joke. Looks like a joke. Manipulate. What are they playing games? We all saw the new moon. Venir Shal Sheker of Ruhu. What are they doing that, Bezdin? Bunch of liars. Avokishalo Ruhu. But when nobody saw the new moon, and they're going to say it's Rosh Chodesh, what am I going to think? He saw the new moon. I didn't see it. He saw it. Not a lie at all. That's what people are going to think.
There's a problem to it.
1 second. Ruhu v'amru re'inu ain't a Sheker noda. No, the Sheker's not going to be known. No one knows. Did you see the new moon? I didn't see it. Yeah, but so somebody must have seen it. Where they lived, it wasn't cloudy. They saw it. I couldn't see it. It was cloudy. Makes such perfect sense.
No. What do you do about all the months that are not?
They're not what? No, so they're only going to do...
clear as day.
No, they're only going to do it for a Torah. They're only going to do it for a Torah. To do it that way, they can't do.
The Torah is...
The Torah is the only Yom Kippur to be back-to-back with Shabbos.
Exactly. So we have the date. The problem is, that month it's clear. What? So what do you do then?
Then you stop. They say you can't. You can't manipulate it in such a way where it goes against what everyone else saw. But the point is, if no one saw it...
So that only works a couple of times.
Right. If no one saw the new moon, and we need it to be Rosh Chodesh today, because we want Yom Kippur to be pushed off, we'll declare it Rosh Chodesh, and everybody will be sitting by Shalosh Chodesh. What they do with this? Yeah, somebody must have seen the new moon.
So the answer is, some years it's going to be Rosh Chodesh back-to-back with Shabbos.
Yes. It'll try.
When it works out, that it's going to be that everybody saw it, you know, in the
way. We have a rule of law and wrong, right?
Yeah. That's today.
What?
That's today.
Okay, but even today, how can we go by this rule and say that Elul is always chaser?
Because now that...
alternate, they say, okay, we're going to play with Elul, so low at rush. But Elul is always chaser, so how do we do that?
Another month.
That's today.
Another month.
You're mixing up today and then. Then there were no rules. There was only one rule. We don't want Rosh Hashanah. We don't want Yom Kippur falling out on a Friday or Thursday. That's the only rule. The rest of the year, nobody cared. Let the Eidim come, whatever they want.
You know, there's no clouds during that time of year in Israel, right?
Okay, so maybe
a sandstorm.
Yeah, who knows?
No, who said there was some clouds? No, there's no rain, but there's clouds.
What?
There's no rain, but there's clouds.
Yeah.
So that's the answer. Now, it makes sense. It makes sense. If they're going to declare Rosh Chodesh today, I'm going to say, I didn't see the moon. Who am I? Somebody saw it someplace, and they came to testify. Very good. Amar Shmuel said, listen to this, Yachilna l'tkune l'kule gola. I could fix the entire golas. Meaning, Rashi says, below Re'iyas Edim, listen to what Shmuel says, below Re'iyas Edim, with Rashi says, without Edim, ki baki ani betoldos ha'levana, I'm a baki in the constellations of the Levana, v'hilucha v'seder ha'mezelos, and the way the constellations travel, right. It sounds like, says the Mefarshim, says the Griz, it sounds like in Shmuel's day, at least according to Rashi, they were still Mekadesh al-Pi Re'iyah.
Of course they were.
Because Rashi says, what does Rashi say? Shmuel said, I can figure it out without Re'iyah. Which we have Re'iyah here, but I could do it without it. Right? The Rambam said they had it till Abayi and Rava.
Exactly.
Right. Shmuel lived before Abayi and Rava. So they had it between them. Right? That's what Rashi says. But Lord Re'iyah said them. I don't need Edom. We have Edom, of course, today. But I don't need that. I can do it without Edom. So, Amar Le'a Avud Rav Samloy Le'a Shmuel.
This years before Shmuel, also they knew these constellations. They knew
Correct.
It was Hillel.
Yeah, but he lived after Shmuel.
Exactly.
He was a contemporary of Abayi and Rava.
That's when they said, we're going to go back.
With the calendar that we have today.
This was Hillel II.
Whatever he's called, Hillel, whatever. Hillel, whatever he's called, he lived in, I think it was the year 359, is when he made it's a contemporary of Abayi and Rava, around that time.
He made
a Bezdin, and he made his calendar till Mashiach comes. It's the calendar we still have.
Right.
With all the rules, and all the rules, and all the quirks, all that. Anyway, Amar Le'avud, Shmuel, one second. Yodamar Haimilza, the Tanya. Do you know what it says in Besod HaIbur, in the secret of the Ibur? Nolad Kodem Chatzos and Nolad Acha Chatzos? Do you know that rule? That what happens if it's before Chatzos or after Chatzos? Are you familiar with that one? That halacha? That, not halacha. That concept? There's a brisa, not a brisa. Besod HaIbur is a brisa? Okay. Are you familiar with that? That what? That if the Nolad is before Chatzos, it's different than if it's after Chatzos? So Amalei Lo. Shmuel says, I never heard of that. I never heard of that secret. Amalei, b'dahal lo yadamar mar, ikamil acharin yasad lo yadamar. You didn't hear that. Maybe other things also didn't hear.
It has nothing to do with knowing the
captain. Sure it does. Because if the Noel is before Chatzos or after Chatzos, it makes a difference. You can't have the Noel.
But he still knew that there are 351.
Yeah, he knew all that, but he didn't know this din. Kisalak Rav Zera shalach lehu. Because Rav Zera sent him the following two halachas you have to know. When you're making the Iber, when you're calculating. Number one, Tzarek Sheyeh Laila Vayom Minachodesh. The night and the day have to be from the same month. What does that mean? That means if let's say Tuesday night. Tuesday night, you saw the old moon. There's no way Wednesday can be Rosh Chodesh. Because Tuesday night, you still saw the old moon. There's no way. Says Rashi, Hayom Holech Achar Laila. The day follows the night. So the night before, I have to be in Rosh Chodesh too. Lamadnu, we learn from here. Shemniras, I'm in the Rashi of Tzarech. Shemniras halavana hayishana mishtachashecha yom eshem v'teisha. If Tuesday night was day 29, and you saw the old moon still Tuesday night, shulel shloshim, going into Thursday, going into day 30, in mekatzin osob yom shloshim, the next day cannot be Rosh Chodesh. Why not? Because last night I saw the old moon. How could today be Rosh Chodesh? The night starts the day. So if last night, Tuesday night, day 29, I saw the old moon, how could today be Rosh Chodesh? Impossible. V'im tomar pshita de'in mekadshin. It's obvious, no? Sharei lo tira hachadash rabi yom shloshim. Dekai malon eshev arba shoi mechasi tira k'timin lekaman. There are 24 hours when you can't see the moon at all. There's a 24-hour period. The moon's too small. No one can see it. The answer is, if you buy in the Edom, Alachodesh Lonira Bizman Alakacho, we're going to play around with Edom and make the, and declare the month a new month without Edom. You can't do that if the night before everyone saw the old moon. That's another rule, right? Ashvina the Im Niras Pashana Hayashana Balaila Eim Aymen. We can't play that game if the last night, Tuesday night, everyone saw the old moon, and Wednesday be Zechorish. Come to Shul and make an announcement, I'll tell you Zechorish. What kind of joke is that? I saw the new old moon last night. That can't be.
How come we announce sometimes the moon in the middle of the day?
Sharia Kol Roy Halalim and Achorish Avar. The follows the that's a calculation when the new time starts. It could be any time. Okay? Now, we don't declare Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the day. We don't do that. We have full days. Okay. So, that's one halacha. And number two, Vizu Sha'amar Abba Avua. One second. I crossed that over here. Tzarek Shehe Laila V'yomen HaChodesh. Vizu, number two, Sha'amar Avua D'Rav Samloi Mechashvin Es Toladato. You have to be mechashiv. Think about the molad. No led kodon chatzos. If the molad's before chatzos, be a dua shiniris samach l'shkiyas achama. It's possible that you will see the new moon that night before shkia. That's possible. Lo no kodon chatzos. If the no molad's after chatzos, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, be a dua shalo niris samach l'shkiyas achama. You will not see the moon that night. Why? Because there's a certain number of hours, how many is this machlokas, we're going to get to right now, everyone holds that at least 6 hours, you can't see the new moon. So it was before chatzos, then you could see it that day, later in the day. If it was after chatzos, it's impossible. It's impossible, right? L'may nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? Amar of Ashi, lachush esadi, to make Edom into liars. If we know the molad is after chatzos, no, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Edom come and say, we saw the new moon tonight. How could that be? It's 2 hours later, 3 hours later. You can't see the new moon, right? Amar Bzeira, Amar Rav Nachman, Choftal Shoy Mechasi Taira L'didon. There are 24 hours. Choftal Shoy Mechasi Taira. There are 24 hours when you can't see the new moon. L'didon, in Bavel, it's Shish Me'atika, 6 of the old month. Then the Molad comes. V'tamani sar michadata. Then for 18 hours you can't see the new moon. Lididhu in Eretz Yisrael. No, it doesn't work that way. It's shish michadata. Six of the new month. V'tamani sar matika. And 18 of the old month. So the bottom line is, they both agree that there are 6 hours when you can't see the new moon. So that's why you need to know if the nola was before chatzos or after chatzos. Okay? Why is that? Why is it different depending on where you are, whether Eretz Yisrael or Bavel? The south and the north, it's all complicated cheshbonos that they have a lot of pictures in there.
Yeah, that ended up huge. No, but the problem is not that. Depending on the season, that time frame should shrink or expand.
Why? Why would it shrink? Because the way the earth is tilted.
Yeah, because you have less day and less night. So every hour is shrunk.
And then how does the solar eclipse work?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, that's sun. The sun has less days. The moon doesn't change.
Not less days. It's
less hours. Less time to see. Oh, I see what you're saying. It's like in the summer, if the mola is at 12:15, you could still see it before Shkia.
Right.
Because it's less than, it's more than 6 hours later.
No, but Chatzos later too.
Later. The hours
but still longer. Even, let's say Chatzos is never later than 1 o'clock.
Okay.
1:10.
Okay.
Let's say Chatzos...
You have a longer hour.
So it's like 1:12. You saw Mola is 1:12. 6 hours later,
7
it's 7 o'clock. It's still daytime.
Okay.
You can still see the moon. The sun starts to go down. You can see the moon a little bit.
You can't see the moon.
So that's what he's asking.
So asking what?
He's asking that the Gemara made a blanket statement. Correct. Before Chatzos or after Chatzos. Because there's a 6 hour time period where you can't see it. So what if it's the summer and the new moon's at the mole's at 1 o'clock, 1:15? 6 hours later, it's not that night yet. So the Edom are not lying. They say, "Oh, we saw the new moon. We go on our way to Mincha. We saw the new moon. 7:30. We're going to Mincha. We saw the new moon. Could be." That's a good question. I don't know. That's a good question.
It's a three-page...
Yeah, there's a lot of footnotes here.
Hold on a second. Later. You know what I'm going to do? Nothing.
L'bay nafkamina, Amar Vashi, L'chush Yitzati. Again, to make the Edom into liars. Amar Mar, Tzarek Shei Laila V'yom Enachodesh. We said before that the night and the day have to be the same. So you can't see the old moon at night, and then the next day is Rosh Chodesh. That's impossible. Menolim, how do you know that? Rav Yochanan Amar, it says like this, Me'erev ad Erev. Where does it say that? By Yom Kippur. Now, Yom Kippur is on the 10th day of the month. So we're not talking about Rosh Chodesh at all. It's just the idea that may erev ad erev. Rish Lakish Amar, a different word. Ad yom ha'echad ve'eshem lachodesh bo'erev. That Pesach lasts until the 21st day at night. Okay? So they both have different psukim teaching the same halacha. That the day before is the same thing as the day afterwards. Nay be'nayhu. What's the difference between these two reasons? Abai Amar, no difference at all. Mashmu is dorshin ikka be'nayhu. Just where you get the drasha from. Rava Amar, no. Where do you get the drasha from? From Yom Kippur or from Pesach? Rava Amar, no. There's a halachic difference. According to Abayah, there's no halachic difference. Chatzos Laila Iki Benayu. The difference is Chatzos. Did you see the moon before Chatzos? The old moon? Or after Chatzos? If you hold the Pasuk is from Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur starts, when does Yom Kippur start? Yom Kippur starts before Chatzos. Right, Yom Kippur starts when Kol Nidre, when Shkia, before Chatzos. So it makes no difference if you saw the moon before Chatzos or after Chatzos. Can't be the same day. However, if you hold this from Pesach, from Matzah, there's no mitzvah to eat Matzah after Chatzos the first night. Once Chatzos of the first night comes, Rashi explains, you don't have to eat Matzah. Now you're not allowed to eat Chametz till the 21st day at night. But it's no mitzvah ibatza. It's matzah only the first night. So let's say you saw the new moon after Chatzos, 1 o'clock in the morning, you saw the new moon. Can Rosh Chodesh be the next day? Yes. You hear this? It could be the next day. Because I learned out from Pesach that the only issue is the first half of Chatzos. That's when there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. And I can't eat chametz till the last day of Pesach, at the Erev, in the nighttime, when Pesach is over. But if I saw the new moon after Chatzos, when there's no more mitzvah to eat matzah, because only a mitzvah the first half of the night, then it won't be a stira.
What are we talking about? This is the middle of the month.
Exactly. Yes, it's just the idea. The idea is, we made a rule. You cannot see the new moon the night before, and then the next day can be Rosh Chodesh.
Up to the middle of the month.
That you can't do. Says a Rava, that's only true in the first half of the night. If you saw the new moon in the first half of the night, then the next day can't be Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because it's a joke. But if you saw it in the...
What's the joke?
The joke is that I saw the new moon last night. How can it be Rosh Chodesh? But if I saw it in the second half of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning I saw the new moon. I saw the old moon. I saw the old moon at 2 o'clock in the morning. The next day can be Rosh Chodesh.
I gotta be honest with you.
Why? That? Why? Because I learned it out from the idea of Pesach. And Pesach, there's a difference between the first half of the night and the second half of the night regarding eating matzah. There's a difference. Second half of the night, there is no chiyuv to eat matzah, only the first half.
Why are you doing it different?
That's how he learns out. He learns out in Erev. Yeah, but that's how he learns it out. Rish Lakish learned out from Ad Yom Echad Eshim Lachodesh HaBerev.
But he's making a time difference based on something that has nothing to do with us. He's doing a Shkia thing, Chatzos.
That's right.
Just because it happens to be Matzah or Chatzos.
That's right. That's exactly right.
But what about everything else?
But that's the puzzle that he learned out.
Why don't you do from Shabbos, which we do Shabbos at the time.
What's the source that the night before can't be the old moon and the next day is Rosh Chodesh? What's the source? And the answer is Pesach.
Why?
That's what he said. That's
why
what he
the source that the day starts at the night? Exactly. Same way we start by the night, at night, it starts the new day. Why would we need a pasuk from...
That's what Abaya said. Abaya said, it's just where you learn it out from. It'll make a difference. It's no halachic difference. Says Rava, no, it's a halachic difference. Because if you're learning it out from Pesach, that night, it's a switch. Midnight switches. The halacha switches. And therefore, the halacha would be different. Of course. Of course there's no new moon on Pesach. The full moon on Pesach.
Every day, 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
You see the
moon. Old moon.
The old moon.
The next day can't be Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
But what if you saw the old moon at 2 o'clock in the morning, after Chatzos?
You see the old moon.
Yeah. Unless I'm saying it backwards.
No, you have to see the new moon.
New moon.
The new moon after Chatzos.
Right.
Then the question is, can...
So if you see the new moon... Sorry, right. If you see the new moon after Chatzos...
So...
Then it could be different. Because Chatzos is a change.
So it changed within those 2 hours?
It may change in those 2 hours. Now, the Raya is, Pesach changes.
But the question...
No, it...
Right, but well, one second. But even if you see the new moon after Chatzos, but
yeah.
We go by the day starts before Chatzos.
Not by Rosh Chodesh, because you learned that from Pesach.
Watch that series then.
If you eat the matzah after Chatzos, yeah, that's a story. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.